This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. An Afghan resident and police say a bombing at a mosque in Kabul during evening prayers killed at least 10 people, including a prominent cleric. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for Wednesday's attack, the latest to strike the country in the year since the Taliban seized power. A resident of the city's Kirkana neighborhood said the mosque explosion was carried out by a suicide bomber. He added more than 30 other people were wounded. The Italian Emergency Hospital in Kabul said that at least 27 wounded civilians, including 5 children, were brought there from the bombing site. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced a shakeup of the organization, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the CDC fell short responding to the coronavirus and needs to become more nimble. She calls this a CDC initiative and was not directed by the White House. During the pandemic, there was frustration, especially among Republicans in Congress, like Texas's Chip Roy, over CDC guidance.
The vaccines work or they don't work. Do the masks work or they don't work? I'd like to know which it is.
The changes include restructuring the CDC communications office and further revamping websites to make the agency's guidance for the public more clear and easier to find. It has long been criticized for focusing on collection and analysis of data, but not acting quickly against new health threats. Walensky says this will not simply be moving boxes on the organization chart. I'm Ed Donahue.
Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Kenyan President-elect William Ruto says that if there's a court challenge to the election results, quote, we will engage in those as the country awaits a likely petition from losing candidate Raila Odinga. Ruto, Kenya's deputy president, was declared the winner of last week's close election, but the Electoral Commission publicly split minutes before Monday's declaration. Odinga, an opposition figure in his fifth attempt at the presidency, has said his campaign will pursue, quote, all constitutional and legal options to challenge the election results. He met his team behind closed doors Wednesday. They have 7 days from declaration to file at the Supreme Court. Israel and Turkey will restore full diplomatic relations and dispatch ambassadors for the first time in years, the latest steps in months of reconciliation between the two countries. The Israeli Prime Minister's office said on Wednesday they would exchange ambassadors and consuls general as part of an ongoing rapprochement. The two countries, once friendly, had a more than decade-long falling out, but earlier this year, Israel and Turkey began a process of mending ties. Israel's caretaker Prime Minister Yair Lapid said the resumption of relations is, quote, an important asset for regional stability and very important economic news for the citizens of Israel. An article that discussed female obesity in the Middle East has been slammed by critics on social media as sexist, an attempt to fat-shame Arab women, AP correspondent Karen Jamas reports.
The article in London-based magazine The Economist was entitled Why Women Are Fatter Than Men in the Arab World. The article ran through possible explanations of the obesity gap of 10 percentage points between men and women in the Middle East. Fat, a word now considered taboo in much of Western media, was repeated 6 times. The author used the example of the curves of Iraqi actress Inas Talib as the Middle Eastern ideal of beauty. Talib is now suing the magazine for defamation. Many critics on social media were appalled by what they described as demeaning stereotypes about Arab women. I'm Karen Chamas.
Recapping our top story, an Afghan resident and police say a bombing at a mosque in Kabul during evening prayers killed at least 10 people, including a prominent cleric. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for Wednesday's attack, the latest to strike the country in the year since the Taliban seized power. A resident said the mosque explosion was carried out by a suicide bomber. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.